little punk rock set there for you to remind you what punk rock used to be like in the olden days. Yeah, that was the Sex Pistols with God Save the Queen. And you're like, Moxter, Lloyd, that whole set of music was a bunch of New York City punk rock bands, and you threw the Sex Pistols in at the end? Are you crazy? And I'm like, well, it's going to work. So let me tell you, that whole set of music before the Sex Pistols was the Laughing Dogs with I Need a Million. Before that, the Shirts doing Poe, and start the entire set with the Tough Darts and Your Love Is Like Nuclear Waste. Now, I played all of those other songs because I did kind of mention that it was on this day 45 years ago at CBGB's. There was a big old concert. And again, Blondie, Talking Heads, and those other aforementioned bands, along with like Mink DeVille and, who else was on that? The Miamis were on the bill. Yeah, I think that's pretty much it. Manster, that's another band. So all those bands were on this bill, and an album came out called The Home of Underground Rock, live at CBGB's. So I just wanted to play some underground rock because that was all recorded 45 years ago on this very day. But also on this very day, 45 years ago, across the pond, just stick with me on this, across the pond 45 years ago, the Sex Pistols performed a legendary show in Manchester. Yeah, the show was at the Free Trade Hall in Manchester. It cost a whopping 50 pence. I was going to say cents, but it's 50 pence. And what's legendary about it, and if you saw the movie 24-Hour Party People, that was featured in the show, but it said that so many people at that show started bands. They're just like, I've got to start my own band. So now the interesting part is the venue itself held like 40 people, but like hundreds of people claim that they were at the show, and that's like the decade here in Pittsburgh. People claim they saw U2. They claim they saw the Police on those first tours when there was like 12 people there. So, but of those people at this show in Manchester included like Morrissey was there from the Smiths. Marky Smith was there from the Fall. Members of Joy Division are said to have been there. And Pete Shelley and Howard Devoto were also said to be there. And they all started bands.
Down. Hi, I'm Cynthia Plastercaster, and I always listen to WRCT when I'm in Pittsburgh because only talented people are played on the station.
3501, 2, 5, go! I was there in the backstage when this light came around. I grew up not a changeling, but when the first time around, I could see all the weakness, I could pick all the faults. But I could see all the faintness, just a stick in your throat. P1G, P1G, P1G.
Someone so handsome should care.
from their 1984 debut. That is The Smiths. The Smiths with This Charming Man. Wrapping up a set of music that I mentioned going into it was all influenced by the fact that all members of all the bands I just got done playing are said to have been at this show 45 years ago on this very day at the Free Trade Hall in Manchester of the Sex Pistols. So Morrissey says, hey, I was there before the Smiths. Members of Joy Division are thought to have been there. I don't know if that one's confirmed, so I played some Joy Division from their 1977 EP called An Idea for Living with Warsaw. Marky Smith says he was there, the late Marky Smith. He passed away a couple years back, but went back to their 1979 Live at the Witch Trials album for The Fall and Rebellious Jukebox. And he starts the entire set because, once again, Pete Shelley and Howard Devoto, who later went on to form the Buzzcocks, played some Buzzcocks, and they claimed that they were at that show, too. So Breakdown from their debut EP. In fact, really the only thing that Howard Devoto can be found on, for the most part, before he left to a Form magazine, and that came out in 1977, and that wraps up that set of music. Got to remind you, if you like the punk rock and some of the noisier stuff and just some of that stuff, don't forget, if you're listening to my Encore edition here on a Tuesday, you've already listened, because I know you tuned in at 10, but a minute pause happens each and every Tuesday here on WRCT. DJ Sean Watson, he takes you on an exploration of things, everything from punk rock to prog rock to ska, reggae, things I don't even know about. That's why I listen in. So a minute pause, it is not just 60 seconds of time. It is literally what it says. It's an insignificant amount of time. That's what a minute pause is. But the good news is it's here on WRCT each and every Tuesday from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. with Sean Watson. Also, while I have your attention, while I have it, I want to remind you that during these uncertain and unprecedented times, people need organ transplants, and they need your help more than ever. Did you know that 22 Americans die each day waiting for organ transplants? Did you know that? Most of them are for kidneys. The good news is that MatchingDonors.com is helping to change that. What they do is they link organ donors with people in need of organs, like a kidney or some other type of transplant. And you don't actually have to donate that kidney to save a life. You can donate your boat, your car, some real estate, and you can get a great tax deduction while helping save lives. Go to matchingdonors.com or call 1-800-385-0422 for more information. We are about 10 minutes past the hour, and I told you sometime within this hour, a couple things are happening. One of the exciting things is that I get to debut, world premiere debut. Back in the 80s on the music television, this was a pretty big deal. So I'm going to say in the 2020s, it's a different type of big deal. But I get to debut the brand new single from Billy Crane. So I'm going to do that. I think I'm going to actually do it after this next set of music. Why not? I'll just wait one more set of music, and then we'll get to that world premiere debut of the new Billy Crane song. I mentioned earlier, about an hour ago, I played a song by the Psychedelic Furs. You might have heard it. Hopefully you're listening. And I said, it's Richard Butler's 65th birthday, and you might hear from him again tonight on my show. And we're going to do that. We're going to do it now with a project he kind of put together in the 90s called Love Spit Love, doing a Smiths cover. It's Richard Butler, Love Spit Love, How Soon Is Now, Viva Lamont.
I am the sun. You shut your mouth, how can you say? I go about things the wrong way. I am human and I need to be loved, just like everybody else does. We'll be right back.
shyness that is criminally vulgar on the Senate. Of nothing in particular. You shut your mouth, how can you say? Fought for 10 decades for the gods they made.
soul to waste. Hey, pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my name. But what's puzzling you is the nature of my game.
Tiger. hippopotamus, parrot, bird, turtle, cat, sheep, squirrel, giraffe. Thank you.
good one.
Oh, yeah, it's like lightning. Everybody was frightening. And the music was soothing. And they all started grooving. And the man at the back said, everyone attacked. And they turned into a ballroom blitz. And the girl in the corner said, boy, I want a money. It'll turn into a ballroom blitz. Ballroom blitz. Ballroom blitz. Ballroom blitz. Ballroom blitz.
Something touching nothing's all I ever do. Oh, I softly call you over when you feel there's nothing left in you. Uh-huh.
Would you believe it's been exactly 1 year, 1 year to this date, that we lost original Sweet bass player Steve Priest at the age of 72. Felt the need to play that one because, well, not only is Ballroom Blitz just a great song, but the first line of the entire song says, "Ready, Steve?" So it name drops Steve Priest, so I thought I would play that for you. Hey, before the Sweet, how about some Camper Van Beethoven doing their version of Fleetwood Mac's Tusk? It was 32 years ago. No, 42. Wow, 42 years ago on this day that Fleetwood Mac went out onto the playing field of USC to record the USC marching band, to record the intro there and to record them for their album Tusk. So I played Camper Van Beethoven's version instead because that's what I do. I'm the monster. From 1973, how about some Brian Ferry? The album is called These Foolish Things, and that was him doing his version of Sympathy for the Devil. Felt the need to actually to throw that one in there because it was on this weekend back in 1968 that Robert Kennedy was shot, so why not play a song that says Who Shot the Kennedys? And started the entire set with a birthday boy, Richard Butler of Psychedelic Firm's First Fame, with his project called Love Spit Love, doing the Smiths' How Soon Is Now. How soon is now? I don't know. We've got about, let's call it 24 minutes before we get to the top of the hour, and I got a music and a radio calendar, and I've been teasing you through the duration of the evening that I have a world premiere, a world exclusive. World. I'm using the word world. It's the internet. I can do that these days. It's terrestrial radio. I'm both. I am everywhere. Billy Crane of the Outlaws has a brand new solo release out, and of that release, WRCT has been debuting his singles, doing the world premiere, and this time I was able to snag the third single to do a world premiere of. The song is called Village. Let's hear it. It's some brand new Billy Crane. If you like it or hate it, let me know. Send me an email, wrctrequest@gmail.com. It drops all over the world tomorrow, but today and right now exclusively, you will hear it first right here on 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh.
You're on an island, so lonely, deep darkness is all you see. The moon, the stars disappear behind the merging clouds of fear. Isolation, frustration, and digital temptation. Reality is out of reach, so you wind up on a empty beach. You're not dead, you're not alive, you can't find the right tribe. You want it all to drift away, but the undertow makes you stay. Up ahead, there's a light that cuts through the night. Cause in your heart, there's nothing left as you send out an SOS. It takes a to be just a little bitty village.
She's the woman that loves me so. She's the one that yells a mom, saying, "Be-bop-a-doodle, she's my baby. Be-bop-a-doodle, I don't mean maybe. Be-bop-a-doodle, she's my baby, oh my baby, oh my baby, oh." How now? Oh, get on it now.
Five years ago this weekend, that song was released. That is Gene Vincent with Bebop Alula here on the Viva La Mach radio program. Before Gene Vincent, how about the Backbeat Band, a band that was comprised of Greg Dooley of Afghan Whigs, Dave Grohl of Nirvana and Foo Fighters fame, Mike Mills of R.E.M., Thurston Moore of Sonic Youth, Dave Perner of Soul Asylum, and Don Fleming, who was in Gumball, all making up the Backbeat Band, doing their version of Please, Mr. Postman. Gladys from Lexington, Kentucky, in there with Squirrel Gun from their Small Season album, and start off the entire set with the world premiere of Billy Crane's brand new song, Village. Again, email me your thoughts on that one, wrctrequest@gmail.com. We got about 10 more minutes before we get to the top of the hour. At the top of the hour, I'm going to do a music and a radio calendar and see if I can squeeze. Let's put three. We'll squeeze three more songs in. We'll get to the top of the hour. We'll do these calendars. Oh, and I got a mock tonight. I have a mock coming up at midnight. I'm also just reveal it now because, you know, it was on this day back in 1984 that The Boss released his Born in the USA album. So I am putting that album under the mock light coming up here in just over an hour. So you want to just keep listening. Stay tuned because you never know what's going to happen here on the Viva La Mach radio program. It's Freddie Fender for you. It's 88.3 FM.
If he brings you happiness, then I wish you both the best. It's your happiness that matters most of all. But if he ever breaks your heart, if the teardrop ever starts, I'll be there before the next teardrop falls. Si te quiere de verdad y te da felicidad, te deseo lo más bueno para los dos. Pero si te hace llorar, a mí me puedes hablar y estaré contigo cuando triste estás. I'll be there anytime you need me by your side to drive away every teardrop that you cry. And if he ever leaves you blue, just remember I love you, and I'll be there before the next teardrop falls. And I'll be there before the next teardrop falls.
Hey there, Viva La Mochsters, I'm Mando Richard, encouraging you to enjoy whiskey before breakfast. No, not literally. I don't want you getting DUIs. I mean, catch my WRCT radio show, Whiskey Before Breakfast, Wednesdays at 11 a.m. on the 88.3 FM Pittsburgh and WRCT.org. Folk, bluegrass, country, blues, and lots more. Oh, don't let the Mochsters hit back fool you. He loves pedal steel guitar as much as he loves the theremin.
It's lonely out tonight, and the feeling just got right for a brand new love song. Somebody done somebody wrong song. Hey, won't you play another somebody done somebody wrong song, and make me feel at home while I miss my
my baby, while I miss my baby. So play for me a sad melody, so sad that it makes everybody cry. A real hurting song about a love that's gone wrong, 'cause I don't want to cry all alone. Hey, won't you play another somebody done somebody wrong song, and make me feel at home while I miss my baby, while I miss my baby. So play for me a sad melody, so sad that it makes everybody cry. About a love that's gone wrong, 'cause I don't want to cry all alone. Hey, won't you play another somebody done somebody wrong song, and make me feel at home while I miss my baby, while I miss my baby. Won't you play another somebody done somebody wrong song, and make me feel at home while I miss my baby, while I miss my baby. Won't you play another somebody done somebody wrong song,
Hello, darling. Nice to see you.
It's been a long time. You're just as lovely as you used to be. How's your new love? Are you happy? Hope you're doing fine. Just to know it means so to me. What's that, darling? How am I doing? Guess I'm doing all right, except I can't sleep and I cry all night till dawn. What I'm trying to say is I love you and I miss you, and I'm so sorry that I did you wrong. Look up, darling, let me kiss you. Just for old time's sake, let me hold you in my arms one more time. Thank you, darling. May God bless you, and may each step you take bring you closer to the things you seek to find. Goodbye, darling. Gotta go now. Gotta try to find a way to lose his memory of a love so warm and true. Come back, darling, I'll be waiting for you.
the late, great Conway Twitty wrapping up that set of music with Hello, Darling. Speaking of late greats, had to play some B.J. Thomas in there. We just lost B.J. on May 29th, so I played for you. Hey, won't you play another Somebody Done Somebody Wrong song? Freddie Fender in there as well with Before the Next Teardrop Falls. We are approaching the top of the hour. Don't forget, in another hour, we have a mock coming up, and we are mocking Bruce Springsteen's Born in the USA album, which was released on this day in 1984. But first, we have a music and a radio calendar to get to right after this.
From New York, Rock Raider.
Yeah, yeah, 1-2, Total Eclipse.
From Executioners, and we chilling on WRCT.
Word up, Pittsburgh representing, 88.3 FM.
Check it out,
all right? Peace.
Possible without your support. Donate at waywardradio.org. Thank you. You're listening to Away With Words, the show about language and how we use it. I'm Grant Barrett.
And I'm Martha Barnett. I want to share a passage from a new book that I really love. It's by a college professor who's describing bringing his children for a visit to campus. He writes, "On the ground floor of my office building, I'm pointing out the details of a wall map to my children. The bell rings. Class is let out. I mutter an easy prediction. Watch this. Everyone will stare at their phones. Students amble into the hallway. One meanders towards us, bumps into me, recalibrates her trajectory without looking up, and continues her Roomba-like text walking." I love that, Roomba-like text walking. I've seen that. I've been there.
Both the little robot vacuum and the people walking around looking at their phones and just kind of like gently bumping into walls and people and furniture.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's all very careful, but
yeah,
still divided attention.
Right, right. I was going to say, sort of oblivious yet aware at the same time.
But before the phones, you know, it was not uncommon to see people doing this. I mean, I remember living in New York before cell phones, newspapers and books, people would walk down the street reading. And there was something kind of charming about it, as long as they didn't bump into you too hard.
Right. Well, and now we have a term to describe it, Roomba-like text walking.
The Roombas. Yeah, the Roombas. Just shorten it. They're all Roombas. But if they could pick up a little trash as they go, that'd be great.
Well, that's from a new book called How to Think Like Shakespeare, Lessons from a Renaissance Education. It's by Scott Neustock, and I'm really crazy about this book, so I want to talk about it later in the show.
And I know we're both looking forward to talking to our listeners about language. Call us, 877-929-9673. Email us, words@waywardradio.org, or talk to us on Twitter at WAYWORD.
Hello, you have a way with words.
Hi, Martha. How are you? My name is Caitlin, and I'm calling from Laredo, Texas.
Welcome to the show. What can we help you with?
So I'm calling to ask about a word that I have learned since moving here to Laredo, a very specific Laredo word, it seems like, that is the use of the word mariachi to refer to breakfast tacos.
Food word, Martha.
Breakfast tacos. Yes.
So you moved to Laredo from where?
From Wisconsin, originally.
And so no mariachi tacos in Wisconsin?
No, for sure not. I think it was maybe the first week that I had started my job at the office, and somebody stopped by to tell me that there were mariachis in the kitchen, and I was a bit confused for a second until they clarified that apparently here in Laredo it is another word for breakfast tacos.
And what was it when you got it? What was in the breakfast taco?
Usually it's just, you know, eggs and something else on a tortilla, maybe egg and potato or egg and bacon, egg and ham, with or without salsa, all different kinds of variations.
Yeah, that sounds about right. And so your question is, why that word and why there?
Yes. I mean, I tried to do some of my own research, that there's some of this kind of speculation that because a mariachi taco will wake you up like a mariachi band would, that's where it comes from.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to see if you all knew or could find anything more specific.
Yeah, that's actually close to the theory that I learned that I like best. And I learned it from Jose Ralat. He has a book published in 2020 called American Tacos. And so he has explored the American taco experience, and it's a wonderful book. And he talks about the mariachi tacos from Laredo, Texas. And he says it was a breakfast taco wrapped in flour tortilla, 8 to 10 inches, filled with a single item originally, and then grilled and like slightly crisped. But he says now it can have more than one filling. But he says there are a couple different theories, but the one that he likes, he learned from Professor Norma Cantu, who is now Professor Emeritus at the University of Texas, San Antonio. And she traces the mariachi taco